We're not talking about Point of No Return. I was going to say, welcome to Still Untitled, Dan, the Savage Project. I'm Will.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Norm.
And this is my faceless torso.
That thing's terrifying.
My faceless head.
I've been surrounded by creepy visages lately. We went down and saw something that Norm had done that's terrifying. You have one sitting over there that's terrifying. This thing is a nightmare fuel.
I love this. And I love the wig. The wig is really, really well made by actually a professional wig maker that Frank Ippolito hooked me up with.
It kind of looks like Albert Einstein hair.
Yeah, and it's if I put it on, you really can't tell that it's not my hair, except that I look like Nick Nolte. I tweeted that a couple weeks ago.
Okay, so that's how you look like Nick Nolte.
It is.
Okay, good.
Totally.
Are you as crazy as Nick Nolte? Is the question.
Is anybody?
I'm sure someone is.
A friend of mine
is.
Used to do his imitation because back in the 80s, Nick Nolte was in everything, and 48 Hours was on cable constantly.
Oh, yeah.
And we watched it repeatedly, and my friend would go, look, I'm not coming home tonight. I don't know when I will. That was his Judy impression of Nick Nolte.
I'm going to have to make more admissions. I've never seen 48 Hours.
Oh, what? It's great.
I know.
You're going to love it. You're going to love it when you get to see it. Eddie Murphy was the greatest actor in the world for this wonderful period.
Two and a half years, right?
It was like longer than that.
Coming to America,
all
Beverly
the
Hills Cop.
Until Harlem Nights.
Till Harlem Nights, yeah. That seems right.
You know, he was
Pluto Nash.
Brilliant in Dreamgirls.
Yeah, I didn't see
absolutely,
okay.
He deserved the Oscar in Dreamgirls.
Oh, the disappointment on his face when he didn't get the Oscar was only matched by Bill Murray's disappointment on his face when he didn't win the Oscar.
Hold on, when was Bill Murray nominated for an Oscar?
Translation.
I don't want to name the actress, but there was an actress that I met at the Shmemmys this year who was up for an award, and I thought she deserved it over everybody else, and she didn't get it. And it's one of those occurrences where you can see on her face that she's sad. And so was I. Mm. I'm going to message this person and tell them custom.
While you're doing that, we're going to talk about the disembodied leg, which it turns out is attached. I didn't realize there's a Terminator Aliens crossover.
Only in comic books.
Does that count?
Is there a Terminator Aliens crossover?
I didn't know that.
Only in comic books.
Only in comic books. Within some canonical reference.
Yeah.
Was that during the time period?
It's the James Cameron connection.
I guess that's true. And that was during the time when movie trilogies would go away and the franchise would be left and they'd just let people do crazy stuff in comics, right?
Absolutely.
That's where Aliens versus Predator came from.
Yeah.
I love the Terminator. I just love the Terminator. That movie was so great. I saw it twice in the theater.
The first one?
My dad take me a second time.
It's really good. It holds up really well.
Totally. The animation of the Terminator, done by Sneaky Pete Kleinow.
Really?
Bassist for the Flying Burrito Brothers.
Really?
Yep. Also had animated a bunch of, if I remember correctly, a bunch of Gumby for Art Clokey up in Marin County. I might be wrong about that last part, but I actually worked with Sneaky Pete on a Dow Corning Super Bowl commercial back in the early 90s.
Speaking of stop motion animation, the Harryhausen documentary is on Netflix now.
No way.
Way.
Oh, that's what I'm doing on the tour the moment I hit the bus.
Yeah, it's, I just added it to my list. I haven't watched it yet because I was, last night when we were picking out movies to watch, we were picking out a compromise movie, not a solo Will Smith movie.
So Jane Austen book club then.
No, not that compromise movie. I'm going to sit on my iPad for the next 2 hours.
The Lake House.
Yeah, the Lake House. Exactly.
I will admit that I showed my wife the Jane Austen book club, which I actually think is a fine movie. I love Maria Bello. I love Amy Renneman. They're both brilliant actresses.
So I have a real appreciation for good movies.
Yeah.
Like if a movie is good, romantic comedy, whatever,
sure.
I'm down.
I like good things too.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. I mean, but the problem...
I'm sensing some subtext.
No, it's the problem with a lot of the genres that we regularly mock, not necessarily, but we as dudes on the internet...
dudes, yes.
Is that most of them are crap. Most romantic comedies are really, really formulaic and terrible.
Right. Like the what's the third one with Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan? The book
You've
one?
Got Mail?
Yes. There you go.
The one with the one
AOL.
Where AOL's You've Got Mail chime is the key defining feature of the film. And then there was another one with books, right? Or was that the second one?
I think isn't that the
movie? Sleepless in Seattle sequel, right? So the first one is Sleepless in Seattle. The medium
Sleepless
there
Seattle,
is
by the way, which
is late night radio.
That's
a phenomenal movie.
Yeah.
You've got mail, and I didn't know there was a third one, but that makes me really sad.
I could be wrong about there being a third one. I think You've Got Mail is the one. No, You've Got Mail is the one about the bookstore because they fall in love online while fighting in real IRL.
Right, that's exactly right. Yes. Yes.
Not for the terms of the movie. Face.
Little did we know.
QQ.
The third follow-up could be about Amazon. Because the bookstore's gone, AOL's gone.
We should get Bezos on this immediately.
Yeah. Oh, there are people, they both work in the fulfillment centers, in the giant warehouses.
Yeah, right.
Right.
And you just call it fulfillment.
And all they do is communicate through Amazon reviews of things.
I think
this is terrible. I think this is great.
I'm putting a smaller thing in a large box.
You're an asshole. Exactly. Look, I've got one SD card
and
a box that you could put three tires in.
This is great.
Why not?
Somebody's writing this right now.
Fulfillment.
You're welcome, Internet.
I don't know if you remember this, but somewhere about 10 or 15 years ago, some television program went to the Venice Boardwalk and asked 50 random people, how's your screenplay going?
Oh, no.
And something like, out of that sample, only two said, I don't know what you're talking about. Oh. Most said, oh, not bad. And several, like 10, said, how did you know? Who told you?
Oh, that's so sad.
But this has nothing to do with this.
I thought that was a segue.
No, no possible segue for what we were planning on talking about.
What should we talk about today?
I wanted to talk about home repair.
Oh, I'm really bad. I mean, theoretically, I should be good at that.
Right.
Home repair.
And
I know how to fix things. I have a lot of tools. I can cut a hole in the ceiling. I can move lights. I can do electricity stuff. Yeah. I can even plumb, because you know what you need to know to be a plumber? Poop flows downhill and payday's Friday. That's what my plumber friend always says. He says shit runs downhill and payday's Friday.
Wow.
I think you're underselling your knowledge.
Plumbers are like doctors. They know the inventory where you'll never learn the full inventory. They only have to go to the hardware store once. I have to go like 19 times to do any serious plumbing.
But the thing is, most of what they're paid high premiums for is coming out to fix the only toilet in your house at 3 o'clock in the morning when it breaks. Like, that's like an ER doctor.
That is a noble profession. Having done a bunch of plumbing, it's non-trivial to fit this to that and get these things rolling.
Well, and also, I've lived in a house with bad plumbing before.
Oh, yeah.
It's the kind of nightmare that makes you think, you know what? Maybe we should tear out all the walls and just do all the plumbing over again.
Yes.
Because that's easier than having the toilet that only flushes when the vent on the sink in the other bathroom is open.
You know, I have a secret to tell you is that at M5, in Jamie's shop, the toilet that exists in his shop is
Is there only one bathroom in there?
No, there's two bathrooms. Okay. But the upstairs toilet, which is the one that almost everyone uses, is so prone to clogging that I swear you can clog it with a vigorous wee. like you know, you take more than 6 squares of toilet paper and you're going to be there with the plunger looking at your dinner last night.
We used to do a live show in our basement office at the place we worked before this.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what we flushed, but at some point I just said, oh, I'm not throwing. We did a food segment, and I didn't want to throw a whole bunch of food in the trash because nobody would pick it up until the next Tuesday, and it would smell really bad. So I thought,
decided to flush it down the toilet.
I'll just flush it. 20 minutes into an hour-long show.
Oh man,
it was real bad.
Oh, that.
Sorry, Koontz.
Yeah. So what I wanted to say about home repair is that I think you were leading towards this.
I was getting there.
My wife asked me recently, because I put up several of the lamps in our ceiling around our house. And to be clear, we're also very indecisive about things like lamps and ceilings. So we put one up. And
like canister lamps? Like in flush mount canister lamps?
No,
or like dangling?
No, not the cans. More like the chandelier kind of thing. In things. The dining room or the, you know, the art deco thing in the foyer, that kind of thing. We're very indecisive. So we'll buy stuff on Etsy or at a local thrift store, and we'll put it up and we'll look at it for a few weeks, and then we'll take it down and put up another one. And I'm always the one doing this. But my wife says, how come all of our lamps are hanging 1 inch below the ceiling? And I said, well, the short answer is that I don't ever have the right screw. And then I don't get the right screw because I forget about the project. And then I leave it like that because at least it's light.
And then it becomes part of the background furniture of your life.
It does. And then I said, but secretly, I have to admit that I don't have a lot of follow through with home repair. And she's like, how is that possible? How is that possible? And this is after a lifetime of me neglecting home repairs with various partners over the years. And then when I finally get to them, frankly, they take me like 6 minutes.
That's always it.
I can't believe that you're not madder at me that I took care. Like, you're like, they're always like, great. And I'm like, I can't believe you're not pissed off. Well, I took 6 months to get to this thing that took me 5 minutes.
But it's always like that, right? Like, you're looking at, like, there is right now in my kitchen, a canister light in the kitchen. It is a horrible canister light. Like, the paint that's on the ceiling has pulled away as it's sagged.
Yeah.
And every time I look at it, I think, man, if I fix that, I'm going to have to get out the paint, and then I'm going to have to stir the paint, because the paint's like 12 years old, and it's going to need, you know, it's the one that the previous owner left behind for me.
Old. Jeez, you can't even match that anymore.
No. So I'm like, you know, it's not really that bad. If I don't touch it, it's not going to get worse.
This is true.
Which is, there's a lot of, like, you know, there's inertia.
Yeah, there is inertia. Inertia is my biggest problem with home repair. We solve some of that by making sure that we overorder light bulbs.
Mm-hmm. But you don't need to do that. We're in the LED world now, man.
Not quite yet. Look, okay. I've got Hue in my living room. I've got the GE Hue light bulbs, mm-hmm. and they're beautiful. And the app works really well, except for one thing, which is that I only use the lights in my living room about once a week. You know, when we have people over and we turn on the lights in the living room. Every time I turn on the app's like, "Who are you? Oh, you're going to need to go downstairs and push the button on that puck down there." And I'm like, "Puck you. I can't believe you can't remember who I am. You have one job."
Hold on. Did you?
One job is to make my life easier.
Just to be clear, we've never heard you say, "Do you know who I am?" But you just said you're doing that to your phone.
No, that's the only thing I would say that to. Actually, I tell a lie. I have said that phrase once to a person in the world.
Okay.
Wow. And it happened like this. You'll love this, and it totally was justified.
Okay.
I was at Best Buy.
Okay.
And I was buying a Sony Bravia television, the first big 40-inch, the one that they put all those ads out with the bouncing balls.
Yeah, down the hill in San Francisco. Yep. It was great ad.
Yeah, my friend's house lost a couple of windows from that ad.
That's fantastic, but that was an expensive mistake for Sony.
Actually, they had a standard price. They went down $800 per window paying people for their
broken eyes. That seems very generous.
Yeah. So... the Sony Bravia. It was my birthday. I think I was 40, and I was like, I am buying myself. I mean, it was 39. I was buying myself the Sony Bravia.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I went down there, and I got it, and I'm like, this is the one I want. And it was freaking expensive. And one of the guys is like, the guy who's ringing me out, he knows who I am. He's kind of having fun with it. And his manager comes over, and he goes, "Oh, you're getting that? You're going to need a power scrubber." And I said, "Sorry." He goes, "Well, you know, it needs to have regular power coming out, so you're going to need a power scrubber with it." And I said, "No, I don't." And he said, no, really, you do. And I said, I said, who are you talking to? With this big shit-eating grin on my face. Yeah. And he sort of smiled and went, okay. Look, I don't need a goddamn power scrubber.
when people do that, do you want the extended warranty? My standard response is, I'm going to take this home and I'm going to take it apart on the internet on video and I'm going to destroy it. Will you cover that? And they're usually like, and I do that even on my stuff at this point. Right. Like, I'm like,
Yeah, exactly.
We have things where we take stuff apart on the internet. Fair game.
Totally.
I have no patience for that kind of nonsense.
So that is the only time I have or will
entirely
ever
utter
that phrase. And it was totally justified.
100%.
I'm always with extended. I was telling my son about extended warranties. He was actually like, why don't you get AppleCare? And I said, and I actually sat down with a napkin. I did the math. Here's all the laptops I've had over the years. And here's how many have failed on me and how much I've spent in repairs. Because it is the numbers.
Yeah.
And here's how much AppleCare would have cost me over that same period of time. 3 times as much.
Well, and typically, I mean, the length of time that you have the device is way less than you even have to pay for AppleCare on.
So we should be leasing everything. The Simpsons had a great joke about this. I don't know if you remember where Homer...
The Simpsons?
The Simpsons.
What's The Simpsons? No.
The Simpsons had a great joke about this where Homer... How does this work? Homer learns that when he was 18 and he put... a whole pack of crayons in his nose.
Oh, he got one up his nose.
Stuck up there. And Mo Sizlak, who's a nighttime sawbones doctor, pulls it out, and Homer gets smart.
Real smart.
And he gets really intelligent, and he starts hanging out with Lisa, and it actually ends up compromising the rest of his life to such a degree, he goes back to Mo, and he asks Mo to put the crayon back in.
Yeah.
So as Mo is hammering the crayon home, Homer is saying dumber and dumber things.
I think I should get a timeshare.
I love that timeshare. And he finally goes, goes, extended warranty, how can I lose? And Mo goes, that's deep enough. But wait, home repair.
Now we know.
Not Homer repair.
Homer repair. Whoa. Is a home. Wow. This is the longest worst segue I've ever heard.
I think the segue from home repair to Homer repair is, we didn't plan that.
That was a nightmarish end result.
That was free. Normally you'd have to pay for that.
Well, we're paying.
No, Uber.
Home repair.
What about home improvement? Because you do
home improvement. We did actually. We bought this great house. It was designed by an amazing guy here in the Mission. 3.5 years ago, and all we've changed on the ground floor and the upper floor are the colors. Like, there's just the layout and the design, and the fixtures are all top of the line, just gorgeous. Downstairs was a couple of offices and a kind of a rec room. When you live with two, at that point, 12-year-old boys, they need their own space, and they need to stop using your bathroom. So we put a full bathroom down there. We turned the two offices into full bedrooms, and that was... I didn't participate in that, except, you know, from a design standpoint with my wife and, you know, making the decisions about what goes where. But we tore out the whole basement and rebuilt it. 6, 7 months, 8 months?
Yeah, it was a long time. It was right when it was right around the time we started here. Yeah.
I have some great pictures. I took pictures of the whole process.
I also did
add two secret compartments.
We only know about one of those. Hold on.
There you go.
When you do you have a list in your head of things that you need to do around the house?
What your average punter would call the honeydew list?
I wasn't going to say that, but okay.
I hate that term. I hate all those jokes about that shit.
Boy, my wife is...
No, I don't. My time ends up being so limited... We definitely bring in people to take care of that. We have a handyman who comes maybe once a month to take care of stuff like that. We have a perpetually peeling bathtub problem on the top floor.
Oh, really? Is it like a cast iron tub that somebody painted at some point?
Yeah, and there's companies that cover tubs with a covering. And our tub had been covered by one, and then shortly after we moved in, it peeled, and it was still under their warranty. So they came and they repaired it, and it peeled again, and it was still under their warranty, and so they repaired it. And it's now peeled a third time, and we're kind of ignoring... Honestly, my wife and I haven't even discussed it, because we're just like, if this does... I guess it doesn't work. I guess
it's fine. This is fine. We're good.
And the second time they repaired it, it is... What they do is they mask off the bathtub, and they spray it with this, like, epoxy enamel paint, right? Well... At the top of the bathtub is your overflow drain. So what they did was they took off the little rosette chrome thing that affixes
the screws
your overflow
in or
drain
clamps,
with a gasket to the back of the bathtub. And then they sprayed all around that. And then they put it back, except that because of the spray, there wasn't a perfect seal, which meant that all of a sudden there was a leak that we had to remove part of the ceiling below the bathtub.
Oh,
so
God.
That mistake ended up costing us like $2,000 to. That was ridiculous.
To claim though they were teaching you a lesson about claiming the warranty on their shitty tub.
In that case, though, I will tell you that I did all the replumbing of a brand new brass drain and everything for the tub because I like that stuff.
Once the ceiling's open,
Once the ceiling's open,
that's the hard
part.
Easy
to do.
Yeah. the tub in our house was the big boondoggle for me because we had the thing where the faucet broke and it's a tile shower.
Oh shit! Yeah.
And like
you had access to the back of it?
Oh, of course not. No, like when I went in the crawl space to see if maybe you could like jack up under there and get your arm far enough.
No,
there's a hole. And in the hole, it's a 70-year-old house, so the hole is nightmare fuel.
Somebody else's arm.
Yeah, exactly. The last guy's arm. I'm still holding on to the Sprite can. So I thought, you know, I've tiled some stuff. I've tiled some floor before. This isn't that hard. We get to the, Norm remembers this.
I remember
this
story.
Norm, Gina and I go to the tile place, and we're picking out tiles. She's like, "Yeah, I've always liked Subway tile." I was like, "Oh shit,
we put Subway."
Okay,
tile
well that's that. Okay. I can do Subway tile. I mean, the cuts are hard on the edges and the corners, but other than that, I'll just get a good cutter.
Yeah, it's
fine. So we get to the part where I'm starting to chisel off the tiles, and I just completely lose my nerve. Like, I was like, because we only have one bathroom in the house. So, I was working in a place that had a shower, and Gina, we had a gym down the street from her office. So we were showering outside of the house at this point.
Oh, my God.
And And I got the tile about halfway off, and I was starting to peel off the backing board because I figured while we're doing it, I'm going to put insulation behind it, fix the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I get the backing board on, and I start doing the first row of tiles, and it's just the shittiest tile you've ever seen. Everything's crooked. Like, the seams that on the subway tiles have to be so small and so perfect. You can't use those spacer things, so you have to just glue them on and then fill the grout in later. So I finally, I was just like, I've done all the plumbing. I've gotten all that stuff working, but I got to get a tile guy to do the tile. Because this is going to take, instead of like 9 hours, it's going to take me like 3 days.
The tile guy is the such, that I was totally blown away. Because we did subway tile in our downstairs bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
We did half-size subway tile.
Oh, God.
And then we did a pattern on the floor. And when you've got windows and fixtures and details, you have to make a decision about where that subway tile ends everywhere so you don't end up with little slivers everywhere.
Oh,
and
yeah.
A good tile guy can actually gain or lose you a matter of inches from the top to the bottom, a whole row of tile, just by looking at it and doing the math and being like, if I extend this,
it needs to be this much in between. Yeah.
And, I mean, it's alchemy. And I talked to our contractor. He said he's known houses where they've laid in tile and the person's come in and gone, no, I don't like those thin ones. And they've actually had to move a window to accommodate for tile. That's beyond the kind of game I'm playing with home repair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's Getty territory.
So yeah, I there's a place and a time to bring in the big guns.
I will say someday I hope to build my own house.
Like even frame up?
Yeah. I really, you know, it's something that I understand and that I know how to do and I would love to do. It would be like a cathartic and lovely thing to do. It's not going to happen anytime
soon.
You
do that with a cabin. Like, you want to build up your own like mountain cabin.
Or a shop out behind the weekend house.
Exactly.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
First, you got to get the weekend house.
First, I got to get the weekend house.
Okay.
Get a weekend house. Then.
Step one.
Step one, get $1 million.
The... I hate the whole process at home because I don't have the stuff laid out right.
Yeah, no, and that's the other thing is that I never have the tool I need. What? I never have the tool I need because I'm always taking them back here.
Right.
All my tools are here. And so then I take tools to the house and I try and make a toolkit for the house and still tools end up coming back here. It's like this. My shop is the magnet for all the tools in my life.
I think what I'm going to give everybody for Christmas this year is the toolkit.
Yes.
Like so what do you put in the home toolkit? We should do a video on this.
In the home toolkit, your standard screwdrivers, a powered screwdriver, wire strippers, a nice big hammer, needle nose pliers, flashlight, work light, two different things.
What's the difference between flashlight and work light?
A flashlight you can hold it, but a work light you could stand somewhere so you can get
like
light on
or
what you're
like that.
Doing.
Okay.
A pipe wrench, pliers, vice grips, really important, a mat knife, single edge razor blades, baling wire, an assortment of screws, bolts, nuts, picture hanging hardware. I have an entire separate kit for picture hanging.
That's a whole different thing.
That's a whole different thing.
A pair of regular pliers?
Regular pliers, absolutely. What do you call them? Channel locks. Pliers.
Channel locks are great.
Really, really important.
A plumber. You said a pipe wrench.
A pipe wrench, totally. A monkey wrench.
I usually keep some, like, just rubber washers.
Yeah, that assortment of rubber washers is really key. Plus wire nuts and a bunch of lamp cord.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be wiring something. And you're going to want it,
Like three-fourths common sizes of lamp wire nuts.
And then to that, I'd add for somebody who wants to be a little more knowledgeable, you should have a multimeter. You should be able to see what's coming out of the wall and, you know, if the light fixture you're working on actually is getting power or you're just repeatedly putting bad light bulbs in it. I've had both happen.
Do you keep, like, spare light switches and circuit breakers and stuff like
that? I
do. I
have a whole drawer full of we use a bunch of Lutron dimmers in the house, and I have motion detection dimmers in all of our closets, which is actually like my
that's magic.
Fantasy come true. And I have extras of all of that stuff. Plus, I keep the little manuals because programming those Lutron dimmers is non-trivial. It's like you have to, you know, push these semaphores in a correct pattern. Yeah. And I have a whole spare parts area in the house for that kind of stuff.
I learned over the years, if you have an old house, having a plumber snake is a really important tool.
Yeah.
I once pulled about a 9-inch hair clog that I guess was probably 50 years old out of the tub.
You could have probably grown 3 or 4 families out of that hair plug.
It was... I mean,
it's an X-Files episode.
I usually don't like. I don't
gag.
But I was like, that was really bad.
Have you seen the picture of the wet wipes in the sewers? So wet wipes. People are using wet wipes as toilet paper.
It's the Cottonelle things,
and they are causing this like apocalypse in sewer systems all over the world.
Somebody's horrible job is to be the guy that scrapes the used wet wipes off of the filters coming into the water treatment plants.
How about that?
And there's a lot of like fat and lard in the sewer system because people pouring oil down.
Yeah,
all congeals.
Yeah, but that's a bad job.
But back to home repair.
Yeah. Do you, let's see, talked about circuit breakers.
Circuit breakers.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah. So that's the real tricky one is, you know, you get home at the end of the day. You don't want to turn out the lights in your house to work on the electrics. It's a great Saturday occupation.
Yeah.
The electricity thing is, no one should play with it unless they're really comfortable with electricity.
I always keep
I mean, I had a friend who was like, just keep one hand in your pocket and you'll be fine. And that's not the kind of electrical
thing my father used to
recommend.
The thing my father used to do is hand me about a 6'2" x 4" tell me to wedge it between him and the wall and pry him off.
We
never had to do that. It was good. YouTube is great for learning how
YouTube
to do stuff.
YouTube is great. And it's true that a potato is absolutely the best way to unscrew a broken light
bulb. Thanks, Time Life.
really? A potato?
Yeah, you jam a potato up into the stem.
Totally allows you to twist.
Nobody has incandescence anymore. It's done. Incandescence are over.
It's true. It's true. We still have a few. Look, nobody has really solved the wireless lighting yet. Hue is close, but every time I push that puck, I curse GE.
So I have... I got Philips.
Philips. Sorry. Yes. Philips. Sorry, GE. I don't want GE to come after me.
No, you don't want you don't want Cabletown coming
tells
after
me
you, man. Oh my God! There was something
GE's Wile E. Coyote division's going to come after.
You mean Acme? I think.
Yes.
So I guess that'll do it. Share your home repair tips with us.
Absolutely.
In comments.
A good tool bag in the house with those tools in it that's sacrosanct, and you always make sure those. And now we do this. I have a repair kit for the house. Tools always go back into it, and I'm very rigid about it.
Oh, eyeglass repair, screwdrivers. Oh,
totally. Tiny, tiny screwdrivers are super critical. Also, long screwdrivers. You'll actually find if you've got to take apart some home appliances, they've got like 5-inch deep screw holes, and they will really try and keep you out.
It's bad news. Level is always good.
Level is great. Although your iPhone works pretty darn well.
You know what? Your iPhone does not work darn well.
Mine?
No, neither does mine. Because I leveled my phone with my oven with the 5S the other day.
Oh, no.
It's 2 degrees off, which I'm going to go ahead and tell you, it doesn't seem like it would be that bad. And I was looking at it the whole time thinking, damn, the house is really crooked. Gee, cranking the little screws underneath.
All right.
And yes.
Never mind the iPhone 5S.
Don't use your iPhone.
Use a real level.
Use a real level. Pencils, flashlight.
Pencils,
you said.
Notebook.
Notebook's always good.
Notebook. And actually, camera phone is great for taking a picture of something with a ruler on it and heading to the hardware store to find the thing that fits that picture with the ruler.
I was trying to think. There's some other spare stuff that I know I'm forgetting that you
I saw. Handsaw, hacksaw.
9-volt batteries.
9-volt batteries. Well, actually, batteries are one that I'm never not buying. Every time I'm at a hardware store, I just buy a couple.
I have hundreds
of them in a drawer. Because with 14-year-olds, I go through batteries like you wouldn't believe.
Adam Savage.
Yes.
Have you not Eneloop'd yet?
Rechargeable battery.
Eneloop is a nickel metal hydride rechargeable battery.
I have not.
They are fantastic.
Really?
They hold their charge indefinitely. They lose like 10% every 2 years or something.
Okay.
They are...
Max capacity.
Max
capacity.
Can I buy one that'll charge like 100 batteries at a time?
You can buy one that'll charge 4 batteries or one that'll charge 16, I think.
16, that's what I need. Okay. A's,
and they come
A's,
charged.
A's, B's and C's.
They come charged, so you can put them right in. You get A's and double A's and triple A's, and you can put the double A's into like a C or a D adapter.
Oh. Oh, nice.
And they come in different capacities. So the colors denote the capacities. Black is the highest, white is normal, and light blue is the lower.
Well, I'm on it.
And I just started replacing, like, it took 2 years,
literally.
Oh, I have literally.
Like 20 pounds of used batteries to go to the dump.
Yeah, to the recycling
center. To the recycling, yes, that's what I mean.
No, I know that's what you mean. just go flush your Cottonelle wipes down the toilet. Keep killing the environment, Adam Savage.
Well, I use oil to make sure those...
Right, you got
to
lube those up.
Like that, right. Along with my apple cores.
Right, and then people flush apple cores?
It's a family story in my family that was what clogged a famous toilet clog.
Oh.
Actually, it wasn't even apple core. I think it was a whole apple.
We learned the hard way not to ever flush a cantaloupe rind in a hotel toilet. But that's a story for another day.
All right.
We'll see you guys later.
There you go.
Home repair.
Thanks for joining
us.
Bye, guys. Home repair.
Bye.
Bye.